tonight's a good night for me to fall asleep. I'm saying, sure, hope I make it through. Hatzamas Magidim. The bones and the sinews are not, Vanosar and leftovers. You saw for Bishisho Sor should be burned on the 16th day of Nisan. In Chal Shisho Sor Lios B'Shabbos, if the 16th day comes, Nisan comes on Shabbos. You saw for Shiva Sor, then they burnt on the 17th day of Nisan, the second day of Chol Amoy, first day of Chutzorts. Shein Adochim Lios or Shabbos Lios or Yotiv, their burning does not push off neither Shabbos nor Yotiv. Says more, Etim Shein Lo Boser. What if you have a piece of meat, a piece of bone actually, which has no meat over here, but has meat down further down on the bone. Now right here in this specific location, there's no meat. So can you break the bone in this location? So Rabbi Yochanan Tzomar, also Shavar, you're not allowed to break it, even though there's no meat over here, but since there's meat further down, it's forbidden. Rabbi Shimon Lokashavar, Mutzah Shavar, you're allowed to break, you can break it here, even though there's meat further down, because it's right here, there's no meat. Meisa Rabbi Yochanan Rishim Ben Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan has Rishim Ben Lakish. Vatir, did we learn? Hatzamos. Vagit. Yeah, besides Rabbi Yochanan, there's more machmi here. Vatir, did we learn? Hatzamos Vagitim Vanosar. The bones and the sinews and the nose of the leftover Yisor B'Shishosar, they're all burnt on the 60th day of Nisan. Why? For Yakuts. Why don't you just snap them why don't you snap them off and not burn them? In other words, it takes a lot of wood to burn bones, right? It's a lot of fuel because it has to be very hot to burn bones. So instead of burning the bones, why just not snap them off? If you're allowed to break bones in the Korban Pesach where there's no meat, so snap off the bones if there's no meat and don't burn them, just discard them separately. So says the Shlokish, theoretically you're right, but because there is marrow in the thigh bones, so they made it clear that all bones you have to burn. So as it were, both according to Rabbi Yochanan and according to Shlokish, v'yachlots es, and the next word is the type, which should be a samoach. You should just remove the marrow. Why do you have to, why do you have to burn the bones? Remove the marrow. Mina etzem, from the bone. V'yana me'etzem, and enjoy the bone. Use it wherever you want to use it. It's not food. Sarvi me'emar, so the both of Shlokish and Rabbi Yochanan hold, Ain chotzi mis apostle. You're not allowed to remove the marrow even from apostle korban. Of course, from a kosher korban, you're not allowed to move it, and even from apostle korban, you're not allowed to move it. I'm Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar say, you know what? Afilu tamar chotzi. Even if you say that hypothetically was allowed to remove the marrow from the bone, apostle look Rabbi Yaakov. That he holds that this case is like Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov, said, above Mishav B'Koshim Mishav Rishoina, a korban which was suitable from the time was brought, v'nitma, and then subsequently became Aser v'nitma, and then became Tomei, Aser Shiva says, you're not allowed to break a bone therein. So the reason I have to break a bone here and get out the marrow is because it was once a kosher korban. Once it was a kosher korban, even later on becomes possible, the issue of the break of bone still remains on it. Okay. What? I think he's a Tana, but it's a good question. I don't know. It's not clear here. Maybe later on become clear, but I think he's a Tana. This is a Tosefta. It is a Tosefta, so he is a Tana. A Rabbi Yami Hashem Rabbi Loza said, Matam Amru, for what reason they say, Hatzamos Vagidim Vanosar, that whatever is left over, or in the bones, in the sinews, and the nosar, your sovereign Bishishosar should be burnt on the 16th day of Nisan. Burn the bones right away. Why don't you burn the bones on the 14th day of Nisan? You gotta eat them anyway, right? So just burn them right away. Why are you waiting until the 16th day of Nisan in order to burn them? Before you eat the Korban Pesach. You skin it and debone it and burn the bones. So they said, you know why? That even burning it is considered to be a form of breaking it. It was interesting. Perspective, the Gemara is not going to subscribe to later on. Shmuel says you can become a designated subscriber if all you're getting is the sweetbreads. in the head. Because they can remove through the ear of the korban. You cannot become a subscriber on the marrow in the thigh bone. Because the only way to get it out is by breaking it, and not allowed to break it. Rabbi Yochanan, you are allowed to become a subscriber on the marrow in the bone. And that works. You're considered to be a subscriber. Now, how do you get it out, right? So the way you get it out is by burning through the bone. Without breaking it, by burning through the bone, that's the way to get it out. What? Yeah, we did. You're not allowed to become a subscriber on it. But if you did it, it works because you can burn through it. Why is it only b'di'evin? Burn through the bone and let's say you become a subscriber on the marrow. You're not really allowed to burn the chatchila because you're causing loss to kachim. Even if this bone itself is not what's getting lost, but lamaisa, by burning through the bone here, then the peripheral meat and stuff like that on the side will get ruined. So you're not allowed to burn through a bone. Says the Gemara, Al Daiti Shmuel, according to Shmuel, Yisaref Yumaneh. This is a very difficult question and answer. Nobody gives a satisfactory explanation. I'll give you what I think is a possible explanation, although I readily can see that my explanation is very difficult as well. The best way to do it is Korban Eidah. Korban Eidah changes the girsa from Al Daiti Shmuel Yisarefi Yimaneh to Al Daiti Shmuel Yisarefi Yehaneh. In other words, Shmuel holds that you, Shmuel, according to Shmuel, why can't you just, after the animals become nosar, you should be able to burn through and take out the marrow and enjoy the rest of the bone, put in your soup or something. So that's how he interprets the question. And then the answer is, of course, that Shmuel holds to Rabbi Yaakov that you're not allowed to break a bone even in a korban, which is already possible as long as to begin with. Right here, that's a very difficult thing to change against from Yimonet, Yeneh, even though it's possible. I want to propose an alternative. So that I would say this. Now, what does that mean? It means like this. It means that the Shmuel said, Ein nimnim al moch shebekulis. Nimnim on the moch on the head, right? Because you can get it out through the ear. You can't become a subscriber on the moch of the bone, because there's no valid way to get it out. But that sounds like it's only the Rabbanan, that the Raisa would work. Only the Rabbanan answer, right? Doesn't sound like the Rabbanan, because there's ein nimnim on moch shebekulis. You shouldn't become a subscriber. Sounds like with the Evid, the Raisa would work. So therefore, I think that what the question is as follows, that marrow. You can, but the oven, if you burn through the carbon and got to it, it works. So the question is, according to Shmuel, he holds also the chatchila, you shouldn't become a monoyad. Either of the bones. It sounds like b'di'evad, it does work, right? So if it works b'di'evad, why can't you even do l'chatchila? Not derech shvira, of course, because not the breaker, but at least derech shreifa. Now, I want to point out one other thing. That the reason why this is a question according to Shmuel is A, because Shmuel sounds like A nimi, which is l'chatchila. But besides that, Shmuel says by the skull and the brain, the reason why you can use the brain and be subscribing it is because you can take it out through the ear. But he says because you can take it out through the ear, not you actually have to. So it sounds like once it's something which can come out some other way, so therefore even if you take it out by breaking the bone, it's still okay. That's what it sounds like, because it says you're not mukhiyev. So he can take it out through the ear. It sounds like he doesn't have to take it out through the ear. Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who said previously, just a moment ago, where was it? Yeah, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we answered that the reason why you can't burn through bone to get to the marrow is because of avdan kachim. We just said a moment ago in the beginning of the last line. But Shmuel obviously doesn't hold that way, because Shmuel, as I said, says by the moch sheber barosh yocholotzi, as long as you can get it out through the ear. So even if you got it out through the through burning it, it's okay. Okay, that's all my deal. In my deal, can Shmuel, when Shmuel said, "Ein nimna ma'amoch shebarosh," I'm sorry, "Nimna ma'amoch shebarosh," you can't pick up a subscriber in the head, and "Bein nimna ma'amoch shebakulis," but not doing that on the thigh. And then Shmuel goes on to say afterwards that the reason why you can do it on Moch Shebarosh is because you can get it out through the ear. So it sounds like the fact that in the Moch Shebakulis, in the thigh bone, you can describe it because of two reasons. A, because you can't get it out. And B, because even you could get out, no, it's really one reason. You can't get out the mutter way. So the question is, if by the Moach Shebarosh, once you allow the guy to extract it through the ear, he's allowed to burn it as well. So here too, let the guy burn the Moach Shebakul, the coolest bone, in order to get to the Moach inside. Why can't he do that? So why does that make a difference? That's really Gemara's question. So the Gemara's answers, says Gemara, Savar Shmuel, Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, the Rabbi Yaakov, like Rabbi Yaakov, not Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, Rabbi Yaakov Amar, Hacha B'kosher Misha Rishoyna V'nit Meis, Oser B'shviya Setzim. Rabbi Yaakov, I read that wrong. Rabbi Yaakov Amar Haba, B'kosher, one which is kosher begin with, even from the beginning, became tummy, is usher to break the bone. So again, the way we learn that is the way Dr. Spadel just mentioned. We need a gzera. It's usher to break the bones by carbon, which is one kosher midaraisa. Later on, Ban Nun Haman Alfred, in fact, more bring down that he gets malchus if he breaks bones on a carbon, which is kosher midaraisa. So if that's the case, we need to make a gzera in order to remind somebody not to break bones in a carbon, which is absolutely kosher. What gzera are we going to make? We're going to make gzera, says Shmuel, by etzem shebekul, etzem kulis, by the thigh bone, because there, since there's no other way to get it out, if we let him burn it, he'll come to break it. But by the head, I was going to say the head bone, but by the brain, thank you, the brain, that's all your doctors, by the brain, where you could get it out some other way, so Chazal didn't see it necessary to make such a gzera, and they let you get away, since you could take it out through the ear, by even burning it already to get it open. Okay? That's how I would learn this Gemara. I don't know how extraordinarily complex that was, but that's... every shot here is very difficult. So I want to point out, according to Rabbi Yochanan, none of this is a kasha. Because Rabbi Yochanan holds the problem of Hefsek Kosher, he never lets you burn through anything. It's only because Shmuel said, since he can get it out through the ear, the flip side of which sounds like, but he doesn't have to, but Migo that he could have, so it works even if he burns it. So according to Shmuel, we ask the kasha. Okay, says more further. What taught you that you have to wait until after Yotav in order to burn Nosar? What did you say to say that? So I'll tell you, it's a good question. Los Asir Menor Abokir, it says don't leave until morning. But no, Asir Menor Abokir, Reish Nisrofu, that which stays over till morning, it's the second time the word morning is mentioned in Boston, burn the fire. It's super superfluous to say morning twice. So it must mean Achashne Bekorim. Must mean only in the second morning you can burn the Noisa. Achar. Achar Bokro Shah Basar. First of all, 9 in the morning, the 14th day of Nisan, which is before Pesach altogether. And furthermore, V'achar Bokro Shah Chamish Basar, after the 15th day of Nisan, you're not allowed to do it. Then you wait till Chol Moed. Ukviksim, and it says, that's just left over from the meat of the korban. On the third day, it's burned. And we say, the korban says that yom hashlish is not afraid to Pesach, of course, because Pesach only gets one day and one night. Rather, it's referring to Shlomi. And we learn from Shlomi the same idea. That if Shlomi came Noser, even though they become Noser at night, you still wait till the next day in order to burn them. Okay? Ma'ala Tisa Or B'Maduras Chametz. This is a very interesting question, which the Bavli does not ask at all. You need light on Pesach night. Can you make a bonfire of all the Chametz you had before Pesach? Start before Pesach, and that'll be your light and your heat for Pesach night.
Getting hung off.
You're getting a gnaw, but it's already part of the combustion which occurred before you have to begin. I understand, but that's what the Gemara's side is to be mocking. So it says, he learns out that the mitzvah of burning, the mitzvah to ragging chametz is dafka like noser, meaning burning. So then, osir, it's forbidden. Why is it forbidden? Because, I forgot. Because it looks like you're ratcheting the Korban Avim down. Because then if you burn on Yontif, it looks like you're burning Kachem on Yontif. Right? Because the Nosar is Nosar is a carbon. Nosar is a carbon. And chametz is, according to this perspective, chametz is also quasi-carbon. And just like nosar, what? Because you learn out the fact that it has to be burned from nosar. Only because that's Zera Shova. Well, but that's enough. That would tell us that whether we learn out from most nosar or not would be contingent on that. Mind you, if the minosar osir, he was learned there from nosar. Well, it's forbidden to burn the chametz to go on Pesach. Yes, just like it's forbidden to burn Noser on Pesach, so too would be forbidden to burn Chametz. I'm not expressing myself well. He holds that if you draw a parallel to Noser Chametz, there's a mitzvah to burn Chametz. Like Rabbi Yehuda was wrote down in the Bible, it's a mitzvah to burn Chametz. But it's a mitzvah to burn before Pesach, so therefore, on Pesach, if you do it, you're in big trouble, right? He says now we're not from Nosar, right? That Peah Chometz is a problem in and of itself and not extrapolatable from Nosar. So then, Mutter, you're allowed to use the bonfire on Shabbos. Or Abun Barachia Yordu Lo Kishitas Rabbi Shmo. This follows the approach of Rabbi Shmo. Kamar the Rabbi Shmo Amar Taman Tinok Shavar Lilo Azmano. A child who has passed the proper time for bris milah, nimo ben v'yom v'layla, gets bris milah both a day and a night, either or, of course. Racha here, over zmano, if the time has passed, nisraf ben v'yom v'layla. Here,
what did Rabbi Shmuel say?
Yerushmal said that just like a child, once the time passes, you do the mitzvah both day and night. It's not just mitzvah anymore on the day. So to here,
okay, that's like Rabbi Shmuel.
As soon as you can.
In terms of what? No, but that's certainly not true. We don't do it as early as possible.
Oh, so we're going back to chametz. I'm just not thinking. We're going back to chametz. So we're saying that chametz is like nosa, right? So he learns out from the Rabbi Shmuel gives another perspective. He says, it depends.
I really don't remember what this means.
I guess he says like this, although I'm not sure I'm correct about that. As he says that if you learn out from Nosar, I can maybe he's even ask a more basic question. He's asking how we know you can't No, I'm stuck. What's that? No, but I'm just No, it's too basic. I'm just not, it's just not getting through my. I don't understand what he's going. I don't think he's going on this. I think he's going back from before. Yeah, he's not explaining this line. Play Moshe does. Let's try to figure out. Okay, Bnei Moshe makes it nice and easy. Bnei Moshe says, found Bnei Moshe who wrote in small print. Somebody should have told him to write bigger. The Bnei Moshe says very poshut. He says that I try not to look at Bnei Moshe just for that reason. It's very lazy. The Bnei Moshe says that Rabbi Bumbarachia says you ought to look. She does Rabbi Shmuel. He says whether you can burn nosar at night is the same question whether you can be malakid at night after his eighth day. Okay? We paskin, of course, you can't. But there's an opinion, Rabbi Shmuel, that after the eighth day, you can be mild both at night and at day. So if the older kid can be mild both at night and at day, then nosar are also going to be burnt at night, burnt both at night and both at day. If you old accused can't be mild at night, only during the day, even after the eighth day, so then to nosar, since the mitzvah to burn it, the mitzvah is dafka during the day, because it says baboker, so baboker means dafka during the day. Okay. Call Nechel B'Shor Agol. Anything was seen by a large ox, Yocha B'Gdia Rak mean by a small goat by Pesach. Was that include Rosh Hekanafayim, V'Schusel seen various different types of cartilage. Hashar B'Shor and Pesach Tohar, Sonny breaks the bone of Pesach, which is Tohar, I raise the look of him against 40 lashes. Avla Mosi return, but if you leave over Nosar in a Korm, which is Tohar, that's a lav shemo maisa and a lav anita klase because you can burn afterwards. Or a shoyver betomei if you break bones in a tomei carpet, even though it's not reparable, ain't a locus of you don't get for 40 lashes. Says more, gidim araki. If you have soft soft sinews, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says you can become a subscriber based on the size of those things. You can't become a subscriber based on them. Rabbi Yakar Al-Hashem, Rabbi Zira said, Mechafa Shitasid Rabbi Yochanan, Mechafa Shitasid Rabbi Lakish. We have contradicts Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, but contradicts Rabbi Shimon Lakish's opinion. These Pagod, because there's a machlokas, the thing that we learned over there. Elu Sheru Sen Kibsura. There are animals whose hide is like their flesh, and therefore the shear for tumah for both the hide and flesh is like a beitza. Or a Adam. Well, is that what it means to say? No, that's not what I meant to say. I take that back. I said you only need a kazayis for mitame, not talking about mitame others. They only need a kazayis to be mitame from both the hide and the flesh. Where are they? Or Adam, the hide of a human being. For a chazir shushuv, the hide of a domesticated pig. Rabbi Yosemir, af, or shel chazir bar, even the camel of, the skin of a wild boar. Or chateres gamal. So the skin on the hump of a camel, harak of its soft. Or roshel egel gerach. The head of a young calf, or base of brussels, the skin by the base of brussels means, but the rear end of the animal, or base of boches, the hide in the place where the animal procreates, it's called the embarrassing place. Vorashliu, the hide of a fetus, Vorashatachasalya, and the hide underneath the tail, Voranoka, Vakoch, Valtoa, Vachomet, all the hides of all these the lizard like creatures or similar things, these are all like flesh. And the Matami Nikazais, Rabbilomer, Alotok, Kechulda. It says no. Alatog lizard is like a mole, and its hide is not matami. The kulan sheibdun. What if you work these hides? You skin the animals to work the hides. Oishul gaban kadei avoida, or you put inside of them whatever is necessary in order to I forget if that's the starch or to clean something like that. Whatever is necessary for you to work on them. Then tohorim, they're all toyer. Chutz v'ardam, with the exception of the flesh of a human being. Because it's not considered to be flesh anymore, it's considered to be chves, you know, part of the furniture. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri omer, shmona shrati yesh lem oros. The eight types of rodents in the Torah have skin separate from their flesh. So in any event, after all this is said and done, we're not finished yet. Rabbi Yochanan said, Lo shana le'isu le'tumah. That which you said, that the oros are like the basar, that the hide is like the flesh, is only vis-a-vis the iser, the prohibition, the same prohibition of eating if it's not kosher, le'tumah, and in terms of tumah, the same prohibition of tumah. Avalilukos, but to fly, to be flogged, oru ve'lokilo mishum nevela. But you don't get flogged, even if you consume the leather, you don't get over the high, you don't get flogged, because it's not derech achila, so it's not the normal way of eating, right? Or shimiloka shomer, no. Mishnah shleim, it's explicit Mishnah. Shana Rabbi Bun taught us le'iser, that it's forbidden, bein lukos ben l'tumah, and you get also makos l'tumah. Okay? Now, says Yushalmi, mechav v'shitas, it's a big typo here, given the frying points, mechav v'shitas Rabbi Yochanan. Now we should look. She have it to be kosher Rabbi Yochanan. Tam Ravli Basar. Over there, he said it's meat. In the case of the hides, what? Yeah, the skin is like meat, like the flesh. But here it says the gidim, the sinews are not like flesh. What's the difference? Furthermore, Amar Avidim Pazi, Shani Tamon Shua Or. There he says that it's leather. And since it's leather, V'or Sova Lakshos. The leather is going to get tougher. Yeah, I made a mistake. Rabbi Yochanan's the one who says Mutter over here, right? So leather gets tougher and tougher, and that's why you can't subscribe according based on the basis of the leather, the hide. But the cartilage just gets softer and softer. This is as the case. So you can rely on that for the cartilage. So again, let's see that. The sixth line down. Shani Tamon Shuhu or Boyot Soval Akshul. So over there we're talking about the hides, and the hides eventually going to get thick, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan holds that they're not considered to be part and parcel of the flesh, whereas the gidim, which are never going to get any harder than they are now, they're considered to be something which is subscribable, right? Says, well, wait a minute. V'kosh kei mechavashi tos erishim and lakish. But certainly I was hearing erishim and lakish. My time on if by the leather. Shesovel hakshos. Where eventually it's going to get tough. Who do I believe? Basar. He may nonetheless considers it meat. By the gidim, he considers them meat. Hashem Lo says they're not. So 1 second. Yeah. Okay. I was wrong. You're right. My time, which is so lacrosse, if over there in the case of or of hide, Rashim and Lucky is where it's eventually going to become hard. Wabile boss, Rashim and Lucky says it's meat, the hide is like the meat. Concha ain't so lacrosse here where it's not going to get any more. Harder, right. Thank you. Gidim are not going to get any harder. So why are they not certainly good? Why can't you be nimna on them? So it says the Gemara, I'm right, I mean, Tam Reshim Elokish says, V'chus abos of lo Gidim. We always do the stock answer, Zeres HaKosov. Gidim are not considered to be meat, Zeres HaKosov. So therefore you can't be a subscriber on the Gidim. Rabban the Kesar and Amrei Bechir Rabasi, even though they're not going to get tough. Rabban the Kesar and Amrei Bechir Rabasi, Chad Michlaf Ahad Kardein Tanya. One just switched the names. Just so he's lucky to be going around. So each one be consistent, either yes or no. That was one way of doing it. But, Man the Machlif Leisei Kulan Kushya. According to him, of course, there are no kashas. Which, what's Rabbi Yochanan wrote, what's Rabbi Shimon Lakish? I skipped actually three words. I read them, but I didn't translate them. The other mandamar in this two-way machloket held that we have to explain the price of the mission the way we did. Now, again, mandamachli, basically, kushya, so a person who switches the names doesn't have any of these questions. The kama yishbar, how much are you chayiv if you break in a bone? This is absolutely a new sugya. How much are you chayiv? What is the shear of breaking bones? We never had this in the Bible, what the shear of breaking bones is. So Rabbi Yezer, Yezir, Hashem, Rechi, Chayi, Yechon said, HaKadesh Yeh, Yach, Mechogeres. Who has ever been to a Shlachtos? I never was to a Shlachtos, so I can't complain. But if you take a Shechita knife, how do they check the Shechita knife? Demonstrate. Right. You go like this. For the, in order to the to crack a bone, the Gemara is saying, it's the amount in the crack which catch your hand like this. Crying across the shechita knife, which would you catch more readily? Your finger or your nail? Whatever you answer, it's right, because it's two different papers from the Gemara. But let's see if you get the more right answer. Although the Korban Edah says like you. But the Gilad HaShah says the opposite. He says you feel the skin is more sensitive, the flesh is more sensitive. So you feel your skin getting caught in a crack before you feel your nail getting caught in a crack. So here too, in breaking the Korban Pesach, it's considered to be broken when you break it that small a crack that if your finger is running over the raw material, you can sense that there's a raw material there. What?
That's not a very big crack.
No, it's very infinitesimally small. And it's still a machmir. Right. That's right. Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Zir, Rabbi Bot, Tavim, Mishar, Rabbi Yochan, they argue, Chanamar Kadesh, Tehillim, Chayam, Chayetz, the mouth, the hand gets stuck in, the Chanamar, Afilu, it's important, the Afilu is out of place, should be, a nail gets stuck in. Man Mayar Koshke, it's important, he says that if you crack it enough to get your hand caught, that's considered cracking. Certainly if you cut enough to get your nail caught, that's certainly considered to be cracking. However, Manda Matziporin, he says that the standard is the Tziporin is the nail. It gets cut less readily, and therefore, Abul Yadlo, when it gets caught by hand, which is too quick to get caught, that's not a reason to assume that you would transgress the Aver of Shviras Etzem and Pesach. Now, ask more. Well, actually, not yet. Rabbi Yom Vishim Logish Tarbein Omi Nebel said, Lo Omei Nechayev Achishbor Etzim Shiyesh Lo Basar or Emokal Basar. You're not chayev until you break a bone which has meat in the place where the meat is. Now, the way the Yushami understands it initially means that if, say, this is the bone, and this is the basar, so then chayev you break it here on the basar. Now you break it here where it's the cords of green color. So the let's see the Gemara. Vayel Hashem and Lo Shtav Tavei and Ami Lo Lame Nechai Vishish Barat Tashesh Lo Basar U Mako Basar Rabbi Yaakov Baracha Amra Shmuel Baraba Boy, he asked the question, Miyatu Lola made a chayva chitul 70 rases. I'm not sure if I can explain this properly, but if you record the way they understand Rabbi Yochum Shlokas, you have to have break it in a place where there's meat surrounding the bone and you crack the meat and the bone. So if that's the case, if you don't have bone on, meat on bone, what would you say? No issue, right? So ask the Gemara if that's the case. Right, but we're not there. We're assuming even there's no marriage. Yaakov Racham or Shmuel Bar Abba, boy, ask question. How can I break the bone without first having broken through the skin and depriving this place of its status as skin with the bone inside? So he says the only way to do it is by throwing a rock at it, because then they shatter simultaneously. Is that clear?
Just trying to get the meat.
No. Obviously not trying to get the meat.
I'm trying to get to the bone.
Neither. You have bone on top, but meat on top, bone, and then meat again.
That's the decision about the meat. You can't break it there.
What? At all? No. That's a kasha, actually. It's a kasha. Here, let's say this is the way it has to be in order to be luchayev, says Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Here's the bone sticking out. It looks like a battery, you know. But here's the bone, and here's the meat. So if you had to break through the meat, rip the meat at the time that you you're going to be chayav because of breaking the bone. So as long as, I'll show you that. Let's say you started cutting through the meat to get to the bone in order to break it. The moment you cut a little bit, it's no longer completely surrounded with meat. So I can be chayim shvir setzim, but catch 22, there's nowhere, any way to be chayim shvir setzim. Because the moment you start breaking the meat, you have to break the bone in a place where there's meat in order to be chayim. But the moment you start breaking the meat is lacking. It's no longer completely surrounded by meat. So catch 22, how are you ever going to be chayim and breaking a bone? So he says maybe the only way is by throwing a rock at it. Because you throw a rock at it, simultaneously everything shatters together. Your assays means everything shatters. Rishami doesn't answer the question. Says instead we go on to another question. Or it's another statement. Actually this is parenthetical kind of, but etzem l'chayev akol etzem etzem. It doesn't say in Torah about samos l'sish grubo. It says etzem l'sish grubo. Each and every bone is a separate chiyuv. Hada de temar basrei achas. But at least you need separate bones. But that's only if he gave you one asro, one warning. So then what defines it as separate aveiros is when you have multiple bones. Avol b'shtei asroyos. If I warn you twice, then next word chicken is a mistake. Afilu etzem echad v'shavro. Even you broke the same bone nochamo, you broke it, and then you broke it again, and chayev shtayim, then you, even then, you chayev twice. So if it's two different bones, even if it's one asro on each and every bone, you're chayev. If it's the same bone, then for each and every asro, you're chayev on that self same bone.
Okay, that's going around each and
they subcontracted the Iranians. Okay, so says Yushami further. Rabbi Yirmiyah boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah asks the question that Reish Lakish contradicts himself. Leis Adar the Pligar the Reish Rishim and Lakish doesn't argue Reish Lakish, meaning does he argue himself? Rishim and Lakish Shomar Etzim Sheinu LaBasar Mutar LaShavro. He said that Etzim Sheinu LaBasar. I'm sorry, he had a previous sugi at the beginning of Nun Da'aram Rav, the Shimon Lord said, Amutzu Shavar Etzim Sheilu Abbas. But here he said, on Nun Da'aram Rav, Rav Shimon Lord and Rabbi Yochan both said, Tavein Omi, Lo Amein Chayev at Shishbor Etzim Sheilu Abbas or Mokom Basar. You're not Chayev until you break a bone which has meat and in the place where the meat is. But it sounds like chayiv d'oraisa, but also the rabban and it's also even in a lesser situation. Again, I hear by leza the pliyur shem and lokish shem and lokish shemar etzim shei labosam mutzal l'shavro. He said, but he still had to break it. But here he says lo ma'al shlo yilke. You just don't get malchus if there's no meat on it. Or less or also, but it is forbidden. And the more, of course, doesn't answer that question. Somebody leaves over the tar or breaks the bone in a tummy, doesn't get 40 lashes. Rabbi Avishim, Rabbi Loz, the same drush we've had all evening. So if he comes to bituma in the first time, so therefore, since he comes bituma, it's forbidden to break bones. It's mutter to break bones, sorry. I will eat barbatara venitma, but at the corn base originally came tar, and then it became tome, kibarbatara, so it's as if it still retains shame taro, the local ashrasi to get malchus if you do break the bone in that case. So that's good, harking back to Rabbi Yaakov previously, that you do get malchus for breaking bones in a corn which is once kosher, once tar, in regards to what happens later on. Mesa Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan has Shimon Lakish. Same question at the beginning. It's really, it says, Lieberman redundant. And we're just repeating it because we're going to add something at the end. Mesa Rabbi Yochanan and Shimon Lakish. How can you say aloud to to break bones. That's case for Latino not so much for getting my nice sir. You're sorry for this is a burn the 16th day of Nisan. Why do you have to burn the bones? The Yaakov just cut them off and toss them out since you're able to burn them. So says Yishami, no, because of the marrow. Now that's when out to cut them off lest you end up throwing out marrow. Now ask the Gemara, V'yachlutz basar min eitzim. Why don't you take the meat off the etzim, it should be. Why don't you take the meat off the bone, V'yachlutz, and chop off? This is really an eitzim which the next Mishnah gives. Let's take a look at the next Mishnah. Eivash yotzim mitzah, so if a limb came partially out of Yerushalayim, chotech hachmagil etzim, you cut until you reach the bone, v'kolif, and then you peel back Achimagila Perak until you reach a joint, because now you have to break a bone. Bechaitech, and there you cut it. Mekdashim, by other kachim, are allowed to break a bone. Kotz bekil, but you just use a cleaver, whatever part left the Beit HaMikdash. Shem em shvira setzah, because no problem of breaking a bone. Yeah, because no problem breaking a bone, because it's other korbanos. By other korbanos, there's no such issue. I mean, agaf lifnim, from the doorway on the inside is like the inside. You know, agaf lachutz, from the doorway on the outside is like the outside. Chalonas, vavi achoma, the windows and thickness in the wall, which is very thick in the old days, lifnim, it's like the inside. Okay? Now, back to the Gemara before. The Gemara asked the second last line, people score, yachutz basar mina etzem. Why do you have to peel back just... Peel back and then find the joint and sever the leg there. Peel back and then cut right there in place. If you wish sluggish old smuts at the cut where there's no basar, so why do you always have to peel back to a joint to take it off the joint? Wherever you come to an end, you should just cut there. So it says, you shall me shlofakia thousand basar, because you might slip. You know, unbeknownst to you, might slip up and do the wrong thing. So therefore, we don't let you touch it at all. Okay? Getting back to Yerushalmi after the Gemara of the Mishnah. Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Shem Bar Patoya said, "Pigel va noisim sarv matami sudaim." What's the shear pigel noisim being matami hands? Kazayas. So people knows to join together. Akhay on chun to the point where a punishment because Maushiv Sulutruma. When they made people know Sir Tame a Bratumas Yadaim, which means their Shnia Sutuma, do they render Truma and Meiser unfit, right? So says the Gemara. Kavachomer, certainly they do. In matame is your dime, leave so betruma. In matame.
1 second.
Yeah. In matame is your dime, so betruma. If the pigle nosar make a person who touches them hands tame, so certainly, and those hands can make somebody else tame. Hey, that's a little close, Kane. So certainly I made a mistake. Just a minor one. But in the time I see a dime, leave so betruma means that if if people know it's going to be matami somebody's hands, I didn't make a mistake. If people know it's going to be matami somebody's hands, and his hands now became a shayini the tuma, and they can be matami truma, so certainly if the people know it themselves come into contact with truma, that apostles truma. Just logic, right? It must be stronger. If a step removed in apostle truma, so certainly if it's direct. Says more, okay, fine, that's all nice. Ahein yotze mato lovile. Meat which left the base on mikdash, what's its status? Or the peculiar line. Metamis yadayim, ain't a metamis yadayim. Is it metami yadayim or not? So says Yerushalmi, very interesting lomus. Eitem ahein yotze metamis yadayim. I got a problem. If you say yotze is metami yadayim, then pila nosar ain't a metam paisa metruma. If you're going to say that that yotze is metame, it's a raid, huh?
Time flies.
Time flies when you sleep through it. You're going to say yotze is metame hands. Then pigal noser can't put pasul truma. Why can't pigal noser pasul truma? Because if you're going to say that noser is metame yadayim, pigal and noser are metame yadayim, and they're pasul the truma, that means yotze should pasul truma. And what else is going to be possible? It's going to possible. Let's say this was the yotze. So this part of the hand should be matami the rest of the korban. Okay? It's a very cute chap. It says a pigal nosar are matami a diamond, therefore a matam possible truma. So too, this yotze, if it's matami a dime, should be matame the rest of the korban. We did have it, and the Gemara is going to, it's a similar concept here. Right, so they can't pasul truma, because if they pasul truma, so then if they pasul truma and they have the exact same status, so then it would have to pasul the carbon here, and here you have to throw in the words two lines down. You put it over here to locate itame tzad achitzon tzad apnimi, because otherwise the tzad achitzon, the outer part, should be time in the inner part. On the other hand, going back to where we are, in Tamar, Pigal Noser and Posen Betruma, but like on the other hand, I'm caught the other direction. Let's say Pigal Noser don't Posel Truma. So then Hahein Lot Yotze Lo Gozer Lo Klum. Then Yotze shouldn't Posel at all, because Yotze, by definition, has got to be less of a Posel than true Pigal Noser. It's Pigal Noser Psul Guf. And Noser is Psul Machshir, and Yotze is Psul Machshir. So if you're going to say Pigal Noser not Matami Truma, which means they're only possibly a dime, so Yotze shouldn't be Matami at all, period. So Amar Rabbi Yovan, skipping the words I put on top, Amar Rabbi my Islach, Dover Tomei Bachmas Atmo. No, your whole problem is that maybe the Pigal, the Yotze, will go back and be Matami the rest of the hand. Who holds that way? Who holds that something which is one entity can be matami the other part of it? Only Rabbi Meir, lo Rabbi Meir. So we won't hold like Rabbi Meir. Says the Gemara, true. So we won't hold like Rabbi Meir. But we still have another problem. Well, kenam Rabbi Yochanan, didn't Rabbi Yochanan say, kol advarim tahorim berubon? Anything which is tahor, when you cut it and slice through it, when you slice through the majority and sever it, so it apostles the other part of it, whatever's left. Because then it's already considered severed and touching and apostles. So every time I have yotze, it should apostle whatever's left over, right? So came in shechitech ruban, lav kaparashu. Once you cut majority of it, it's separate. Yekma giabo vi apostle. So it's touching itself, it should be apostle. I'm Rabbi Hanani, so Rabbi Chana said, b'mechatech koshu mashlich. As you cut each piece off, you throw off the piece which you cut off. And that way they're never going to touch, nothing's ever going to touch a rove. So that's okay. That's in those situations.